Alaska's new U.S. Senator Mark Begich made his first address to the state legislature this morning, discussing his congressional agenda, but mostly he talked about the state's opportunities coming through the federal economic stimulus money. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Saying the U.S. economy is in the worst crisis since the Great Depression, Senator Mark Begich reminded legislators of the problems in the lower 48. High unemployment, increased bankruptcies, depressed housing markets.
Fortunately, we are sheltered from the worst of it here, but still Alaska is not immune to the national recession. Our state's unemployment rate reached 8% in February, the highest since 1992. And just last week, we were troubled to learn that more Alaskans lost their homes to foreclosures than any time since the oil price crash of the early 90s.
He said the stimulus is the number one focus of Congress and thanked the legislature for protecting the money to which the state is entitled. In a press conference following the speech, he said that Alaska is on track to receive $1.5 billion. And he said the talk about strings attached to that money is not justified.
As Alaska invests the benefits of the recovery bill to help stimulate our economy, we're pursuing numerous initiatives to keep our industries healthy and create more jobs for Alaskans. My philosophy has always been that government's role is to help create pro-business climate and then get out of the way so the private sector can do their job.
Begich recognized that there's concern about the dollar amount of the stimulus plan. Senate Minority Leader Jean Theriot wanted to know about the future cost of the federal actions and how the nation will pay its debt.
A number of people are they're fearful. They're fearful for what is happening to the nation. They're actually, since I've taken elected office, this is the first time I've had people actually express fear for the future of the country. A lot of that is tagged to the size of the deficits.
Begich says he hears that question a lot, but he hears more that the only way to get the economy moving in a positive direction is to stimulate it.
We got to put some money on the table, and that's what we're doing. Do I like it? Not necessarily. Is it necessary? I believe it is, along with a couple other things. One is also you got to grow this economy.
Begich said more than building infrastructure and satisfying business that can make new investments, the big goal now is to develop confidence among the public. And he says he's beginning to see some small changes taking place. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.